Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, June the 4th, 2013. Hope you are having a good day. Our Buckmaster Show is live each weekday from noon to one, our home of the Buckmaster Show, as we enter now our third year here on AM 1030. This is kind of our anniversary week on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere. We post the program to buckmastershow.com, also posting to tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com. We also have links on the home pages of the Sahorita Sun and Green Valley News, gvnews.com, and on blogforarizona.com. On today's show, we'll begin with a conversation with a challenger for the Ward 5 Tucson City Council seat. We'll talk with Republican Mike Pollack, and Mike is trying to unseat Democratic Councilman Richard Fimbraise. 20 minutes past the hour, we'll have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. 30 minutes past the hour, Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. Then we close out the show with Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley hosts our new monthly segment. We're excited about it. It's biomedical. We get into medications. Today, we're talking about the dangers of pain relievers. So you may want to call in, get your questions ready for Dr. Woosley. You can call in anytime during the hour at 790-2040, 790-2040. You can follow us on our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. We always post usually a day in advance of all of the day's lineup for the schedule of guests. And today, our leadoff guest is Mike Pollack. Mr. Pollack is a Tucson City Council candidate. He has filed his nominating petition signatures. He is trying to unseat Richard Fimbraise in the Ward 5 race. Mike, thanks for being with us.
No, thanks for having me.
Mike, you're 45 years old. You're a Marine Corps veteran, California native. You moved to Tucson 4 years ago while being employed with Boeing. First of all, I want to thank you for your service to this country as a Marine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And now you own Desert Armory Gun Parts and Accessories. Let's begin with the obvious question, Mike. Why did you decide to get into politics? And I assume this is your first run into the political arena.
Yeah, this is my first run. I've been coming out to Tucson for over 20 years, visiting my family out here. And my career in the aerospace industry has taken me around the world. And Boeing offered me a position out here in Tucson, and I took that position, and I really like to live here in Tucson. I had a hobby business, which was something I turned into my full-time business after the jobs have left Tucson. And I really wanted to get into politics after talking to how many people were telling me all the issues and problems that they had starting their businesses, even myself, seeing how hard it is to do business here in the city of Tucson.
So you're a small businessman and you ran into a lot of red tape?
Myself, and then I heard a lot of other business owners telling me in the construction industry that I know after doing some gun shows for a while, that they've had a lot of issues with getting licenses and getting their contracts and a lot of red tape and the high fees that the city charges them. And I think that's one of the things we need to fix.
What are some of the issues you'll be focusing on, Mike?
Well, I want to get back to the core services of the Tucson City Charter, and that's basically funding our fire and police department, the infrastructure, fixing our roads, our parks, and transportation. The big thing is getting jobs. We need jobs here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned you're a California native. You were with Boeing. Your life has pretty much been here in the Western United States.
Yes, it has. Over my career with Boeing, I did start in the Marine Corps, and when I got out of the Marine Corps, went into the reserves. I got hired on with McDonnell Douglas and worked for Boeing and McDonnell Douglas and Northrop for over 20 years. I've got a degree in computer science and in electronic engineering, and that brings a lot of things to the table with being able to understand budgets, designs, working with people. I worked international shipping and receiving at Sea Launch. I also worked on launching 18 satellite missions and traveling overseas.
Boeing had, I don't know what Boeing's presence is still or what it's like here in Tucson, that's kind of flying under the radar screen, huh?
Yeah, their presence is very low here right now. There was close to about 200 to 300 employees here at one time, and they've since left. There's just a small contingent left here now. But the city didn't do anything to engage with them to find out what they needed to keep the business here.
Mike Pollack is with us. Mike is running for Tucson City Councilman as a Republican. Have you been a lifelong Republican? Has it always been a conservative bent for you?
I've always been a Republican. Grew up in a Republican house and never changed.
What is it about the conservative lifestyle that appeals to you?
Well, it's just everything about family, your friends, the conservative issues on money, taking care of your family, working hard, just being able to take care of yourself and make things work for yourself instead of having somebody else do it for you. You just want to make yourself better at all the time, whether it's education or starting your own business, but be a part of something that you can be proud of.
Mike Pollack is with us. If you would like to ask Mike a question or if you have a comment for him, 790-2040, 790-2040, and he is the Republican candidate in the Ward 5 race against Richard Fimbres. Those races pretty much are set right now unless we have there is the possibility always of a write-in candidate. The write-in candidates must register as such by July 18th, but right now it looks like in Ward 5 anyway, it's going to be Fimbres versus Pollack. And Mike, when you structure this campaign, how are you going about this race?
Well, I want to hit on the key points, and one of those is bringing jobs back to Tucson and keeping our businesses from leaving. One of them is engaging with the companies here and find out what we need to do to streamline all the red tape. Like, for instance, if you want to build something here or if you own property, you hire a contractor, you have to go through a lot of red tape. The fees are extremely high, and the process is long and complicated.
Is there anything about Mr. Fimbres specifically, or is this more a general distrust you have of the city and a lot of the red tape?
It's not
real personal right now. Have you? I mentioned before we went on the air. Had you ever met Mr. Fimbres?
No, I've never met Mr. Fimbres. So it's not any personal issues. It's just the issues of the city not taking the leadership roles and making things happen like they should. And that's one of the things that I want to run, because I want to bring that leadership to the city council. Right now, that hasn't been done, like Grand Canyon University. It seems as if the city doesn't really want to work with Grand Canyon University to find them someplace, so they're looking at other parts of the city. I think we could still get them here in the city. We need that revenue.
What would you say to Grand Canyon University if you had been a member of the council?
I would go over the layout, find out what they needed, what their needs were, and we would review all locations. And if we needed to, we would sit down and have full disclosure of everything, not hide what the negotiations were. We'd have it open. We'd want people to see what was coming. And I don't think the residents of Tucson were given a fair opportunity to know exactly what the college could bring.
When you look around your Ward 5, are you distressed about the economic situation of your friends and neighbors in Ward 5?
I am, yes. I personally went and got the signatures myself, knocking on doors, and I heard a lot of stories about why don't we have grocery stores here? Why don't we have any infrastructure? Why are roads not fixed? How come the police take so long to get to our residents if it's broken in? And I told them it's the city council and the way they vote. They don't seem to be interested in making things happen for the Tucson residents. We have one of the highest poverty rates in Ward 5 right now. There's over 7,000 people on assistance, and I blame the city council for that because they don't bring the jobs in here. I'm sure those people would want to work.
Well, we'll look forward to having you and Councilman Fimbrace together here on the Buckmaster Show. Certainly the invitation is open to the councilman, and you'd be willing to sit down with him and talk here on the program?
Oh, not a problem. I'll do it any day.
Okay. Where can people find out more about you and the campaign?
My website is www.mikeforcitycouncil.org, and the four is spelled out, F-O-R. And there is a link on there for our Facebook as well.
Do you have a fundraiser coming up?
I have a fundraiser on the 8th coming up.
You want to tell us quickly about that?
It's just a gathering fundraiser at a home that they open up, and it's a $10 donation to come in, a small little barbecue and get together just so we can meet and greet.
And there's information on the Facebook and your website.
That's correct. It'll be on the website and Facebook as well.
Mike, thank you very much for being on the program. Mike Pollack, and that is spelled P-O-L-A-K, a Republican who is running against Richard Fimbrace for Tucson City Council in Ward 5. Good luck to you, and thank you, Mike, for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up now, we are at 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman is next. We'll find out. Judging by Shelley's, the look on his face, the market's not looking all that great today. We'll find out about that next. Stay with us.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rebel. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you out.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark.
I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, I have a financial question. The first call I'm going to make is Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley with us in studio for his Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shell, how are you today?
I was good until Tuesday started. This is the first Tuesday in a very, very, very long time that the markets have not gone up even a little.
Yeah, even
we're down
a little.
About 100 points today.
Well, that was weird on Friday, the last day of May, the last trading day, that it looked like we were going to have pretty good on the upside. Then all of a sudden, a few minutes before the close, wow.
Yeah, the markets are reacting to external forces. We're seeing a lot of volatility, everything that we've talked about over the past several months. It's just not clear what's causing the volatility, except there are so many uncertainties in the galaxy that are, I think, spooking people. What's gone on, Bill, is we've had a lot of very, very good growth. I mean, the markets are still up, 14-15% for the year, which would be a great year on its own, and we're not yet halfway through. But the question is that growth a result of good foundational corporate profitability and outlook for growth, or is some of it prompted or promoted by the cheap money that's out there by the, you know, QE17 that the Fed is on and artificially low interest rates? So if you're an investor and you're sitting there with, let's just say for grins, $100,000 sitting in a savings account, you're not getting any interest on it. You're actually falling behind inflation. So your choices for investing it are fairly limited. You can invest it in bonds or bond funds with very low returns, or what happens is a lot of people are being pushed into equities. They're being pushed into riskier investments. And the thinking now is that some portion of this growth has been a result of chasing yield. And the only way you can get some return on your investment is riskier investments. And the minute the Fed implicates in any way or implies in any way that they may either ease off the stimulus or allow interest rates to begin to float back up to normal levels, then people start reacting in funny ways and coming out of the riskier assets, parking those things on the side so they don't go right back into bonds. We had some fairly significant reductions in bond funds as well over the past past month. So the markets are not reacting normally right now. And it's very hard to answer your question, which is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So we are up, though, 14% on the year. Do you happen to know what we're up on the quarter? We had a fantastic.
Gosh, I don't.
We had a fantastic first quarter, but I was just curious.
Yeah, I think we're up about the same amount in the second quarter as we were in the first quarter.
Okay, that's what
seven
I, that's,
seven,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was.
Yeah, which is makes a good drink.
It does. So, I mean, we would take that if we had talked that, well, you did. We did talk at the end of the year, and you had made a prediction, a double-digit prediction. But I think we would have taken up 7% for each of the first two quarters of the year any day of the week.
Any day. Any day. So long as as long as it's based on fundamentals. If it's based on something other than fundamentals, then it's tenuous. Then it's kind of balancing on the head of a pin, and you know, a wind in either direction can blow it off, and then you know, then you got to kind of stick it on the way down and see how far it goes, and then prop it up again. Now that's kind of a silly analogy, but when things are based on good fundamentals, then they tend to be sticky. They tend to stay there. When things are based on a whole bunch of things that are either out of your control or you don't fully understand, then you have very large fund managers and very large retirement fund managers as well, nervous. And when they're nervous, they tend to do things that create volatility. And that's, I think, what's going on right now. And it's made even more uncertain by what's going on in Europe and especially in the Far East.
Well, it's very interesting. The Wall Street Journal had a piece about the euro that despite what has happened with the uncertainty and the unemployment numbers still are really bad in Europe, the unemployment
rate. Well, in Southern Europe, they're very bad.
The euro has stayed right around 130.
Yeah.
And the thinking was, anyway, in this article, that it's going against what the fundamentals show. It should be actually lower.
Well, it depends on who you listen to.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, you have a bunch of economists who believe that the Eurozone and the Euro in general is an unnatural act. That, you know, it can't exist because in crisis mode, it takes away the prerogatives of the member countries. There are others who say that the euro is a very good stabilizing influence. And in fact, if you just take a look at, putting unemployment aside, if you just take a look at what has happened in Europe over the past 5 or 6 years, that stabilizing influence, you know, can be credited with, for instance, you know, lack of defaults on the part of Greece and Spain. But some of the underlying economic difficulties are still there. Now, I read an article just this morning, I think, on Spain, that what's happening is the free market economy in Spain is looking around, trying to find ways to shore up what they lost when the Germans stopped building, when that bubble burst. And manufacturing in Spain for export has increased exponentially in the past year. So what the Spaniards are doing is finding other ways to help their economy grow. Now, they've got some fundamental problems that they absolutely have to work out. But part of the stability of the country and part of the fact that the bank crisis has been, if not eliminated, certainly alleviated, is because of the euro and because of the propensity on the part of decision makers to want to do everything they can to keep the euro viable.
Mm-hmm. Shelley Fishman with us. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is a certified financial planner who really is the go-to guy here on the Buckmaster Show when it comes to all matters concerning finance. So with this double-digit look here at the Dow as we push toward now the mid-year point, you're telling your clients what?
Well, for the most part, I'm saying, okay, this is a hiccup. We predicted it. We knew it was going to happen. And you need to ride through it. There's very little fundamental that we can say has changed. And therefore, from an allocation perspective and a strategy perspective, you leave things alone. Now, if something's fundamentally changed, then you have to make some changes. But right now, we don't see that. I mean, we see the Fed potentially beginning to ease. We knew it was going to happen at some point. You know, when do you stop being surprised by the inevitable?
Interest rates, though,
going to go up. Yeah. They're not going to go up necessarily next week, but they are going to go up. But I think they will only go up to levels that are normal.
Where can folks find out about Shelton Fishman?
Buckmastershow.com. Absolutely. It's the best place because not only can they get the other information that goes on in your show,
all the
but
podcasts,
then they can email
me. They can email you. Shelly, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Leaders of Tea Party and other conservative groups have been telling a House panel today about what they say has been years of abuse at the hands of the IRS. The suspect in last year's deadly shooting at a Colorado movie theater will be undergoing a mental evaluation at a state hospital, and the results of that evaluation may not be known for months. A judge today accepted a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity from James Holmes. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he wants to hold a special election in October to fill the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the death of longtime Senator Frank Lautenberg. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 88 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 23, and the S&P 500 Index 10 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Row. Everybody who's anybody is here.
Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're?
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're?
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition. This portion is brought to you by Grant County and Silver City, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours over to Silver City, and you know, it would be really a nice weekend getaway to get up there in the high pines, experience the solitude of the Gila, which is the nation's first wilderness area. And of course, there's Silver City, historic downtown with galleries, antique stores, museums, good restaurants. Really be a fun weekend. And here's the good part. Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, you're talking about the elevation of Denver, Colorado. And as you go up to Pinos Altos, 7,000 feet. So that means it's not going to be real hot up there in that area, and the nights are fantastic. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org, and you will see plenty of great places to stay, including Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs, Cottage of Whispering Canyon, and there was one other one I wanted to promote here, Ridge Park RV Park. And again, it's southwestnewmexico.org. Tom Collier is with us. Tom, you know, talking about the high country, kind of, you can just sort of feel that coolness at night, can't you?
You can, absolutely. Mm. It could work up an appetite, too, but you need to bring extra money if you're going to be eating beef.
Oh, yeah, summer. Because, you know, you get up there in the high country and maybe you want to do a barbecue and throw a couple of steaks or some burgers on the grill, but you will pay more for beef these days. Beef. Why?
Well, beef prices have been rising over the past 2 years, 25% over last year, and just last week, beef, which is priced in 100-pound lots, reached the highest price point ever since they've been keeping records, $201.68 per 100 pounds. So that's choice. Prime beef is even more expensive, and gosh, it's been years since, as a consumer, you can walk into a grocery store and buy prime beef. That's pretty much monopolized by the steakhouses, the high-end steakhouses. So what you get at the store is choice beef. The prices will continue to go up, and part of the reason for that is, the weather. The U.S. cattle herd is at its lowest point since 1952.
Wow.
1952. And they've been struggling, cattle growers have been struggling with things like poor pasture conditions and droughts and late freezing weather. Tell me about that. You know, we had a May 1st, snowstorm.
and
in
Rockies.
That part of the country, up in the Rockies.
Yeah.
And those are the factors that they say are going to stick around until at least 2014, because when you begin to see some moderation, it takes that long to get a cow from being born to the point where it's ready to go to market and wind up in the meat counter. So consumers are going to be noticing higher prices for the cuts of beef that they use, for hamburger, for all of those types of things, because the supply is so low and it's going to take a while for it to recover. That said, So how can the Buckmaster Show and Tom Collier, your contributing consumer editor, help the individual who's standing at the meat counter wondering what they're going to put on the table tonight, or standing at the stove wondering how they're going to be able to put some beef protein or meat protein into the family's diet and how they'll work that into the budget? Obviously, you're going to have to go with cheaper cuts of beef. Well, if you don't cook, that means you're going to have to just adjust your budget. And I know a lot of people who don't cook. You know, they eat at restaurants. But if you do cook, the other adjustment that you're going to have to make is the amount of time that it takes to put a meal together, particularly if you're using beef. And if you stop and think about it, for the past 60 or 70 years, since the end of World War II, we have been on a curve an anticipation curve, if you will, in the United States, where you have to have meat at every meal. You have meat at breakfast, you have meat at lunch, and you have meat at dinner. Well, it wasn't always that way in the in these good old United States of America. Beef and meat used to be rationed. You used to have stamps, particularly during World War II, to be able to buy something like that. So the concept of cutting back is going to be, oh, I guess new, you know, everything old is new again.
Right.
To a lot of people who are standing in their kitchens trying to figure out what to eat. So meat 30, 40, 50 years ago after, you know, before World War II and during World War II was something that you had once a week. There's a wonderful series of videos on YouTube of this 90-plus-year-old woman, and her granddaughter has taped her, and she's preparing recipes that she used that she grew up with during the Depression. So those are sources of information about how you can cut back or how you can reduce the cost of producing these items, food items for your budget. But cheaper cuts of beef are going to take a different way of cooking them. Two that I'll mention very quickly that are going to require a larger investment of time would be the crock pot. If you've got one, get it out, dust it off, look for recipes on how to use it.
We've got one still in the garage somewhere.
Well, a lot of people have put them there, and so those are some opportunity. If you already have one, or you've got one that's fodder for the Goodwill store, you're going to be giving it to it later. You might want to reconsider that decision. Another process that you can use is moist and slow, which is what the crock pot does.
Slow cooking.
But another one that you can use is a pressure cooker. Now, pressure cookers will tenderize meat because they cook essentially at a higher atmospheric pressure. But pressure cookers, if you're going to use them, take time and maintenance. You have to make sure that the rubber gaskets and seals that seal the top and seal the pressure in are in good shape. So if you've got a pressure cooker and it hasn't been used for a while, or you've never used a pressure cooker, you want to make sure that the seals are appropriate. And read the instructions on how to use one of those things, because you can't leave it on the stove and then wander off to take a nice bubble bath.
No, that could be very dangerous.
You have to attend to those particular cooking utensils if you're going to use a pressure cooker. And it's not just beef, it's the other cuts of meat too. We're lucky in Tucson because if you go to the routine grocery stores, the ones that are supplied by the beef industry, and I mean industrial processes, where all the cuts are standardized by slaughterhouses in Nebraska and Iowa, and it's already frozen.
This is not your standard type of beef processing
that's available. But we're lucky in Tucson because we have a lot of these little independent Mexican carnicerias, Mexican-style carnicerias. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for less expensive cuts of beef that you may not be able to find in the counter at your normal run-of-the-mill grocery store, had some of the best lengua, which is Spanish for tongue, tacos a couple of weeks ago. If you're looking for cuts of beef that ordinarily are not available that you can use to help provide that protein but reduce the cost, consider visiting one of the carnicerias.
Tom Collier is with us, our contributor on Consumer Affairs, with some good tips. Myself, I will pass on the tongue.
Oh, you don't know what's good.
I guess I don't know what I'm missing. Quickly, Tom, summertime travel is here. Memorial Day usually signals the start of the summer travel season. Boy, you got to really be a consumer. You got to really shop around.
Absolutely. You have to shop around. If you're going to be using the online ticket booking agencies, you need to read the terms and conditions and know what your rights are, because those places are absolute fodder for the help me out because I got messed up on my travel plans columns in the newspaper.
Oh, they sure are.
You need to know what you're getting into. One of the things that I would suggest that you're going to do, that you should do before you take off, particularly if you're going to go to Europe, is look at the credit card that you're planning on taking. American credit cards are a couple of generations behind the ones that they use in Europe. The ones in Europe have RFID chips embedded in them. And so you may, not necessarily will, but you may in some places in Europe be greeted with a reluctance to accept your American credit card because they'll have to go through what they consider archaic processes to get your charge approved. Just a plain old magnetic stripe will not work at a lot of places in Europe, particularly in France and England. So Another thing that I would suggest you do is if you can clear a credit card down to a zero balance before you take it overseas, you may want to consider doing that if it's possible for you to do that. And the reason for that is there are some parts of Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, the former Yugoslavia countries like Bosnia, like Croatia, and Greece in particular, where if you present a credit card they slide it or they process it and it's declined, you are in a position right there where you could be arrested.
They take
that very, very seriously. You know, in this country, your credit card's been declined.
That's very true. You might find the local police calling on the hotel saying, hey.
If you get a credit card declined in this country, you pull another one out and hand it to the clerk and say, here, try this one. Well, in Europe, and particularly in Greece, you want to make sure that your credit card will clear on the first swipe because you will get the police called on you.
And there's also a very good reason to try to go over there with a zero balance, and for that matter, traveling even in this country, because some places will put a premium on the card, hold card, at the hotel. It could be thousands of dollars.
And particularly if your card is an American, just plain old swipe it, that doesn't have the RFID chip in it. So those are some tips if you're planning on going to Europe.
Okay, Tom Collier, thank you. Always some good information, and enjoy your tongue tacos.
Oh, I'll bring you some.
Okay. Tom Collier, have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestinLaPalomaResort.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:49. I look forward to this monthly segment. It's a new segment on the Buckmaster Show, and we focus on medication and how to take control of your health care. And judging by the response on today's Bill Buckmaster Facebook page, a lot of people are concerned about pain medication and the medication generally that they're taking. And when you look at it, the average American takes a dozen prescriptions each year, and those over 65 take 17 prescription medicines each year and six or seven each day. Our biomedical segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley, Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds. It's one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Credible Meds website is visited each day by thousands of people from 180 countries. You can visit crediblemeds.org today. Or it's actually crediblemeds.com, isn't it? Or is it
.org?
.org. Oh, it is .org.
It is.
Okay.
Defined as a nonprofit.
Okay. Dr. Woosley, good to see you. Thank you very much. It's a subject a lot of people are concerned about, because when you think about it, pain is something that if you've dealt with it, like I have in the past with migraine headaches, you understand.
Yes. And everybody has this. You know, nature has this system that's evolved. When things go wrong, they want to let you know about it. And the way they do that is with pain. And so it's the most common problem that people go to the doctor for. And you were citing those medicines. Those are prescription medicines. We take a ton of non-prescription medicines.
Oh, yeah. And that's so, that people are looking for pain relief, and they don't. They can go to the drugstore or wherever, over the counter. When it comes to pain medicine, you can really break it down, I guess, into three primary types.
Right. There's the and it's funny, nature kind of gave us those too, because aspirin, which is the basis for many of the drugs that we're taking today, comes from willow bark. And then narcotics come from opium, which is another plant. So almost all of our pain medicines have come from nature because it's trying to fix a natural problem. And so I think it's the goal here is to find out what's the cause of your pain. Take care of it if you need to with medicines while you need to, but as soon as possible, not have to take pain medicines because you don't have pain. But that sometimes is a challenge. Sometimes cancer or other things, the pain is severe. Migraines are terrible pains, and we don't have good ways to prevent those.
But I went through personally, I'll share the story with our listeners about when I had migraine headaches. It's horrible. And part of the problem is, and I was using some over-the-counter stuff, that your body will build up an immunity. And we're dealing then with what's called rebound. And the rebound headache is worse than the original migraine headache.
Exactly. And that's a problem with a lot of these things. Your body adjusts to it, and then the consequences of the medicine are worse than the problem to start with. So that's why the goal should be to take as little of this medicine as you can. And they're serious. Well, let me first say that these medicines work, and boy, it would be we'd be miserable without them. But every one of the categories we have major health problems. They can cause heart attacks in some cases. They can cause sudden death. But they can relieve pain. So the goal is to get the right medicine at the right time for the right person.
Dr. Woosley is with us, Ray Woosley, doing our monthly segment on medication, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you have a medication question. I want to address a couple of questions that came in on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page today, and one of them has to do with someone wants to know about the side effects, the stomach issues that are related to taking this over-the-counter stuff.
Oh, that's... Well, I guess that's the good news. Nature is trying to protect you by telling you that you've gotten too much of these medicines. So hurting your stomach is one of the first problems. And aspirin can cause stomach discomfort, but it can cause stomach bleeding, which can be deadly. So that's a big problem. Codeine is one of the most commonly prescribed medicines, and it works by being converted to morphine. You don't get addicted because the codeine upsets your stomach. If you take very much of it. The other part of that problem is 1 out of 10 people don't convert it to morphine, so they don't get the benefit, they only get the discomfort. So if you're taking codeine and it's not working, don't try it again.
Let's talk a little bit about the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are?
Aspirin, Celebrex, Motrin, Aleve. These are called non-steroidals because they're not like cortisone. I mean, these are medicines that get right at the pain. Cortisone-type drugs, steroids, go after the inflammation. So these are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And so they're commonly used. They are far better than aspirin, generally because they're better tolerated. If you take a lot of aspirin, it can really cause ringing in your ears, all sorts of problems. But aspirin should be the first goal.
And aspirin is something that's commonly prescribed for people with heart issues, too. They have to be very careful. I know that some people take a baby aspirin on a daily basis, and I suppose that's less harmful than a full aspirin would be, perhaps on your stomach anyway.
Exactly. And yeah. A baby aspirin a day has been shown to prevent a second heart attack. It's interesting. It hasn't been shown to prevent the first heart attack, and it does cause bleeding. So it again, is something that should be recommended by a doctor.
How about Tylenol?
Tylenol, the challenge for many of these medicines is they are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Tylenol is in probably your migraine medicine. It's mm-hmm. it's acetaminophen is the drug or the medicine, but it's also an Excedrin. It's throughout all these products, and if you get too much Tylenol, it can wipe out your liver. And many people die every year because of liver failure because they didn't know they were taking 3 or 4 different kinds of Tylenol.
What can you do to limit the amount that you take? I mean, you're in pain. You have to be very careful, Dr. Woosley, about the number of Tylenol, correct, that one should take in a 24-hour period. Otherwise, I think you're looking at possibly serious liver damage.
Serious liver damage, especially if you drink alcohol. Mm. Alcohol drinkers who take more than 3 grams a day of Tylenol can have serious liver injury. We used to think 4 was a safe cutoff, 4 grams a day. That'd be like 4 capsules every 6 hours. Most capsules are about a gram, although there's some that are less.
We had another Facebook question about the addiction factor to some of these. Can you become addicted? And I kind of touched on this a little bit about with the rebound effect. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's almost like an addiction. But what about that when you talk about, say, the aspirin-like medicines? Is there an addiction factor? Or is it more of the question is not so much addiction, but a tolerance factor?
A tolerance and dependence.
Yes.
Yes.
Tolerance.
You develop tolerance, so you don't respond anymore. So you ended up having to take more and more of it. You become dependent on it because when you stop taking it, the pain is just unbearable. Now, narcotics can do that, but they can also cause real addiction so that you go into a withdrawal state, and that can be deadly even. So people worry about becoming addicted to medicines, If you're going to the dentist and you're having a root canal or something like that, they'll usually give you 10 days of medicine. That's way too much.
Yeah. Why so much? I mean, how about just giving, hey, here's 24 hours worth, which would seem sensible. If you need more, call or something
exactly.
like that.
That's what I recommend. It's safer to give them plenty, and that way they won't call you back. But
yeah.
I think there are many of us with medicine in our cabinets that are sitting there because we took 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And those are dangerous in our medicine cabinets. Last time I think we talked about Disposamed.
Yes.
That's where you should dispose of them if you have them. But more importantly, when your doctor gives you more than a 3-day supply, say, just give me 3 days. Let's see if I need more.
Well, that's what this segment is all about, trying to let our listeners be in charge of their particular health care and about their medicines. We want to encourage everyone to listen. Usually it's going to be the first Tuesday of the month with Dr. Woosley, and we strongly encourage visiting CredibleMeds.org. There's a link on the Buckmaster Show website to the CredibleMeds.org site, and you can put just type in the medication. You'll get information about it, right, Dr.
Exactly.
Woosley?
Right.
And if you have any suggestion for topics, or if you'd like to ask any questions to develop future programs with Dr. Woosley, we would love to hear from you. You can do that either through my Facebook page or through the CredibleMeds.org site. Dr. Woosley, thanks for being with us.
It was a pleasure, Bill. Thanks.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. We thank Culligan for offering all of our in-studio guests a bottle of Culligan water. Culligan water, it simply tastes better. All of our guests like it. I like it. And why wouldn't they like it? It's a wonderful product. John C. Scott comes up this afternoon from 3 to 5 here on KVOI. And then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon.